Welcome to the Drink to We're Funny podcast and Alt-P production. You can email us at rubberspatula@dtwfpodcast.com or give us a call at 773-828-4397. On tonight's show, nocturnal emissions at WIU, Madonna finally listens to our podcast, and a wicked offer.
Well, howdy ho! Watching my levels.
No, you're not watching your levels.
Hi, everybody.
Well, hi.
This is John.
And this is Dina.
And this is Justin.
And this is the Drink Till We're Funny podcast, episode number 21.
21.
And we're just three friends in the Chicagoland area podcasting, sending out some love to the United States of America.
Hey, and my love extends beyond the borders.
And global love.
And with and visa warming. And permission of the Attorney General to the rest of the world.
Official sponsors of the 2006 Olympics. Official podcast of the 2006 Olympics.
Ooh, that's good.
There we go.
That's
at least
wonderful.
Yeah, the 2006 Gay Games. They're in Chicago. Maybe we could get a gig.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure we could.
But that would be funny. Like, if we actually podcasted from the Gay Games. Or maybe just took a voice recorder with us because this is
quite a setup.
Hell, Friday night at Sidetrack would be Gay Games enough.
Heard it.
Oh, I'm going to stand over here and I'm going to...
I'm
going to
stand over here and look bitchy.
Oh, you're so funny. Give me another drink.
What were we going to say with an S?
Well,
give me another Sprite.
I was going to...
Caffeine-free beverage.
I was trying to think of Evian and...
and
it almost came out Stoli, so then I changed it to drink.
Stevian.
Yeah, that's what happened.
Well, for the first time, we're recording at John's, and it's kind of fun because, well, it's kind of fun for them because they actually have stuff to look at. I have a dying plant in my range of vision.
It's a lovely plant. Are you bringing it back to life?
Which one?
Any of them.
Oh, the corn plant got left outside. That's sun damage.
With my cake.
Oh, there was a cake sitting out there. Pinch poke, you owe me a Coke.
Chink.
Hey, let's not bring a roller rink into this situation.
Chink, buy me a Coke. Oh, I'm not buying you another Coke.
Besides, you don't want a Coke. It's caffeinated.
That's true. It's after 10:30 in the morning.
Right.
You don't drink caffeine after 10:30 in the morning?
No, I've severely limited my caffeine. I don't know what it is, but I've gotten so bad that I had coffee this morning, and I'm like... Ooh, coffee just doesn't taste good.
So don't drink it. That's why I stopped drinking piss.
That and it made you bleed.
Oh, God, I wish I had your strength. Well, you know, I have tried to cut back on drinking caffeine in the morning because what I found is that it kept me awake all day.
Yeah.
That's a joke.
Yeah. Oh.
It works better when in a meeting. You sit down and say, oh, you want coffee? And like, no, if I drink that, I'll be awake through the whole meeting.
That is much better.
That's funny. So anyway, I'm not laughing, but it's funny.
Trust me.
That's a line courtesy of my brother.
Courtesy of.
He doesn't have a lot of courtesy, but.
No, not really at all.
He's willing to share his jokes.
Yeah.
Is he willing to share his car? Courtesy car.
You don't want to use his car.
No.
He's going to try to sell it on eBay, I think.
My brother has had more cars than me, and that's saying something, because I've had a lot of cars.
How many?
Let's see.
Dun, 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 dun.
I've had 5 cars.
Wow, that's a lot of
In
cars.
In 15 years? That's not really that many.
Let's see that.
You know, I always find it interesting. I think it's a Peoria thing or a Southern Illinois thing, but my sister and her boyfriend, they have like 4 cars. Only one is ever half running at any given time. But yet they're constantly on the lookout for a good deal on another car. Well, you know, there's a Chevy for sale. His friend has got a Chevy for
sale. That's a Culkin thing.
And we might buy that one. And we'll use the
tranny
for that. Put it into the Chevy that's on blocks.
Chevys don't like trannies.
Tranny.
And I'm like, why don't you take all 4
of
your
backwards? Trannies don't like Chevys.
Sorry. Chevys have personalities with likes and dislikes. Turn-ons.
Please continue.
Turns off.
I've derailed you.
That's fine. No, I was just going to say, why don't you take the four cars that you have, and if you put them all together, sell them all, you might be able to buy one car that will never have to be on blocks, one that will actually run and start and get you where you need to go.
My parents' house looks like a used car lot with the trucks that my brother keeps buying and then my dad's truck and work van and my mom's car.
Oh, I'm going to fix that Explorer. Yeah, I got to put me a starter in it, and we're going to get it running again.
Fix or repair daily.
Oh, they laid off about 30,000 people in North America.
Tragedy. They should really move that to
Mexico. The Ford Motor Company.
Oh, right. I'm aware.
Oh, tragedy. The world needs more awares.
Be aware.
And alerts. Mm-hmm. Be alert. Mm-hmm. Speaking of cars, I was just reading up about a car accident. Maybe you've heard about it. There was a car stopped behind a school bus. This is in Florida, by the way. And a tractor trailer hit the car, and it then hit the school bus. And there were people in the car, the Pontiac car. I wish they would say what model it was. I'd like to think that it's a Sunfire. The reason I say that is that there were 7 people in the car.
Oh, dear Lord.
They all died.
Oh, my God.
No adults. The ranges of age for the 7 passengers are from 21 months to 15 years. So no licensed drivers either.
Oh, my.
But how do you get 7 people into a Pontiac?
Any Pontiac, really.
Really, exactly. Bonneville, I don't care. You know it's a Sunfire when you know it's being driven around by a 15-year-old. Or even worse, a Sunbird, circa 1990.
Yeah.
The predecessor.
And you bitches are going to write to me and say, they stopped making the Sunbird in 1989. I don't give an F or G.
Tonight's show is being brought to you by the letters F and G.
And you.
Oh, you used to own a Sunfire, didn't you?
I did. I loved my Sunfire. It was really good in the winter.
Oh, it was excellent in the winter.
Winter.
That's the winder over there. You can see the winder outside of it. When it was not only good in the wintertime, it was good if you went over 80 miles an hour.
Well, it also had the best air conditioner. My nipples would get hard.
And they'd start digging her into her belly because they're on the underside of her boobs.
The location of my nipples is not important to our listeners.
Actually,
except Sergio.
I think there are a few listeners who would like to see the location of your nipples.
Well, they're traveling nipples pretty soon.
Where are they going?
Well, I bought my ticket finally, so I'm going to be joining you in Vegas.
All right. And for those of you who might be in the greater Vegas area, we will
What's
be there.
What's beyond Vegas?
Mm-mm. Well, desert. You've got
Sparks. You got Sparks, Nevada.
Oh, sure.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
I'm suddenly.
Is that a lockbox address from work? Is that why you know that?
No, I've been to Sparks.
Oh, okay.
Drove through it.
Remember our friends who had a cat named Sparks?
Yes. Was it
Scat and Piss? Yeah.
Oh, I never knew their cat was named Sparks.
Sparks.
He made an appearance in an iMovie or two.
Exactly. On Prowl magazine.
I don't get your humor, but I don't have a lot of computer.
You own our humor, okay? Moving on.
So we will be in Vegas. This is...
Moving on up.
This is Justin, and I'll be in Vegas from February 9th through February 15th. And Dina will be joining me for the weekend, which is February 11th and 12th.
Something. I'm showing up on Thursday that week. Thursday night. Leaving on Monday.
So if you are anywhere near there and want to come and do a little gambling, hit the Fruit Loop, get drunk. Fruit Loops, they're little gay. All 4 gay bars, they're all in one little section.
Well, it's good to keep the gays together. That way when the roundup comes.
They just got one place to stop.
Right. You're going to a detention center in Arkansas.
Arkansas.
Bring my pumps. Okay, well,
John's feeling mighty naughty and random.
Well, not naughty really, but more random than anything.
Random or randy?
Random. I put the dumb in random.
You put the dumb in random.
Speaking of traveling, when Dean and I had our road trip last weekend, I think I mentioned it on podcast 20. I went back to Ewan, Missouri, and we came up through Macon, Illinois, and there's a store there, a Korean food place, and it's called Young's. And
not Y-O-N-G, but Y-O-U-N-G, Young.
Right. So it could be Korean, could be American, who knows. But the name of the store, Young's Korean Food and Alterations. And it's in the old Baskin Robbins, which has had every single, you know, business in it. But I just wonder what they do at Young's Korean Food and Alterations.
I'll have a bag of rice. And could you
take these pants in?
Just if you could move the hem, it's just a little higher.
Would you put an extra panel in these? I've gotten a little fatter.
Can you put the elastic in the waistband?
Now, also on that trip last weekend, Dean and I were driving.
I don't know.
And I started complaining because during snowstorms, I freak out really bad behind the wheel. And I white knuckle the whole way. And I started complaining that my hands were hurting.
No, that's not what happened.
Oh, is that not what happened?
Not at all.
Okay.
Dina, could you remind John what happened?
Why don't you just tell the story?
Okay.
I'll still give the punchline, though, so it sounds like my story.
Yeah, because it'll be delivered poorly. Absolutely. I'll reserve that for you. So we're driving, and John's gas gauge was dropping.
Oh, yeah, that's what it
yeah, had nothing to do with white knuckle driving. Nothing at all. And he was concerned that because traffic was moving so slowly that it might take a long time before he could get on a ramp.
ranch.
An off-ramp to get more petrol. So I said, well, you know, the car, it lights up when it needs gas on the dashboard. He's like, oh, I don't like that, though, because lights on the dashboard are bad. And he said, I also can't see them because I keep my hands at 2 and 10, and that perfectly blocks the yellow light that will illuminate on the dashboard. And then he thought of a more appropriate way to prevent this, and...
I'll just keep them at 7 and 10 instead.
Which then I said, that's a bitch to make a turn, ain't it? Imagine where your hands are, people.
7 and 10.
Hand over hand. Hand over hand.
Now, watch what you're doing.
What I find interesting about that story is that...
you found something interesting about that story?
And that's where the dead air starts. Troop.
I found the following things interesting.
Right.
So... John,
except our cricket
is,
sounds like Nextel.
Where you at?
What's your 20?
So John won't allow the low gas light to come on in his car for fear that something awful is going to happen. Yet for the third week in a row, I've been in his car and the wheels are making this awful noise and they're going to lock up on you. I mean, these wheels are going to fall off. They're wobbly, and there's this like light grinding sound. I'm telling you, these wheels are going to fall off, and you're going to die.
Do you think it's something to worry about?
So you won't go get that checked out, but God forbid that the fucking low fuel light comes on.
Drives me crazy. I get so nervous.
So if there were a... if there were a death trap indicator on your dashboard, you would have had this looked at before?
Probably.
Oh, that's good stuff because it's all 100% pure truth.
That's a anti-smoking thing.
Oh.
Truth.com.
Org. Isn't it an org? I think it's an org.
I think it's an org.
They got the same shit in Canada and it's much harsher. I can't remember what the site's called, though. But they have the same concept.
You can't handle the truth.org?
Oh, no, that's in the military.
Sex.com just got sold for an amazing amount of money.
Yeah, it was like $7.4 million or
that
something.
That was Pixar.
Same thing.
Sex.com got sold for like $12 billion or something. It wasn't billion, it was like $12 million.
No, Pixar got sold for like $7 billion.
Yeah, they did.
What's a B or an M?
Because you know what? Steve Jobs. Steve Jobs needs more money.
Absolutely.
Oh. Like Bill Gates needs more money. Does that put him over Bill Gates as far as earnings?
I doubt it. Oh. Well, I mean, earnings or net worth.
Net worth.
A lot of different ways to measure that. Although Apple Computer, a couple of weeks ago, their market cap exceeded that of Dell. No, meaning basically that as a company, Apple is worth more than Dell at this point. I don't know if they've maintained it.
Dude, you're getting an Apple.
Dong. Dong, Grandpa is talking to you.
I love that the microphone's in the way of you doing the big alligator clap.
Did I miss something?
Oh, that's Grandma from 16 Candles.
I don't know
Candles.
Why he did it, no. I mean, I know okay. the reference.
She was sleeping. You were snoring.
Well, she usually does sleep when either one of us are talking.
Usually when I'm talking.
I also, I'm changing the subject, people.
Dina, we love you so much. You're so funny.
Hey, don't you be getting harping on our listeners who recognize smart.
Don't you be harping.
Commentary.
Burning hell, Dina.
That I make. Shut the fuck up, John.
This is the first time one of our own hosts has been told to burn in hell with Harpreet.
I didn't say with Harpreet.
Oh.
Oh, no.
Burn in hell in a separate
She's
section.
She's got a suite in hell. I hope you get the dungeon. You know how they like censorship of the internet over there in the China, right?
Oh, sure.
You familiar?
I'm familiar.
For fun, I went on to the China Google site today. It's .cn. And I did a search to see if our podcast would come up.
Does it?
It does.
Yay.
So they may not be allowed a lot of things, but they're allowed to listen to this shit.
So if you're listening.
In Chinese.
Skype us.
In English.
Please. One night I did get a Skype call from someone who could not speak English and did not know about the podcast. Just must have randomly thought that DTWF podcast looked like a fun person to talk to. And they were from Brazil or something and they barely spoke English. I gave it a try.
Did I tell everybody our story about work in Brazil? Did I mention this?
You told me, but yeah, I don't think you've told the podcast.
Well, I'm telling the podcast.
tell the podcast, Dina.
Talk to the podcast.
You have been shut down.
In China.
Not yet. Give it time. My employer is kind of dumb. Let's just call it what it is. We're opening an office in Brazil, particularly in the city of Uberlândia, which is, I understand, a very poverty-stricken place with a high crime rate. We are opening it there to service Spanish-speaking customers. If you're not getting the humor here, they speak Portuguese in Brazil. And their training, as well as all of the different software that they will be using, will be in English. So now, apparently, to work in a poverty-stricken town in a call center, you're going to have to speak three languages. Well, you'll have to at least read English, and you probably speak Portuguese, because that's what the native tongue is, and then be able to speak Spanish based on the English you've read. So quick translation in the head, too. Somehow I have a feeling they're going to have a hard time staffing that office.
I don't. Maybe they figure that it's easier to get someone to learn a second language there than it is here. Because, you know, bitches here don't think they should ever know anything but English.
No.
They don't even know that they, or no, they don't even think they should be speaking English. Have you seen some of the shit I've seen on the internet?
The IM speak?
I don't even mean that. I'm talking about our friend on your website, okay? I put some shit into my little note of, you know, shit to mention on the podcast. And if I read this verbatim, you would be lost. He doesn't like to conjugate. He doesn't use verbs half the time. Articles are questionable.
And punctuation is scarce.
Yes. Limited. Usually just to commas. Nobody needs to breathe that often. Unless you're pregnant. Maybe you're delivering a baby.
Now, your face said you were imitating the scream of a mother giving birth, but the sound that came out
was the baby being born.
It's a
July. 10 fingers, 10 toes. That's all I care about.
And it Well, I have a little news story out of Colombia, Brazil, Colombia. While we're in the hemisphere. Colombia.
Where all the great coffee comes from.
Oh, delightful. Not after 10:30.
A.M.
So.
Did you want me to acknowledge that?
I don't know.
John's eating his fingers, by the way. He just took them out of his mouth and pointed one at me, and it was all shiny and wet.
Mmm.
Finger. Mmm, cuticle.
You're going to get some fan mail now, John.
If he starts biting his nails on the show, we're kicking him off.
So a Colombian man accidentally shot and killed his nephew because the nephew had the hiccups. And so this man thought, thought he would scare him out of his hiccups. So he draws his gun. Apparently, he's a security guard. He draws his gun, points it at the kid. And I bet he did scare him because he accidentally pulls the trigger, shoots the kid in the neck, and kills him.
Ain't got hiccups no more.
He ain't got hiccups no more. So then the guy is so distraught, he shoots himself. So we got two dead bodies, no hiccups, and some place in Colombia is less secure than it was the day before. Although
that's like the Barney fight with security guards.
I only gave you one bullet.
Apparently they had been drinking.
Oh, see, when alcohol gets mixed into the situation.
That's
why there's so many gunshot deaths in Wisconsin. They're all out hunting.
Did you know that Wisconsin is, well, at least at one time, was considered the state with the highest rate of binge drinking?
I can believe it.
I can, too. I've been to Wisconsin.
I've been to Whitewater.
Heard it.
Well, our alma mater, Western Illinois University, will annoy you.
We will.
At one time had the highest one-day consumption of Keystone Light beer.
That doesn't surprise me either. Keystone Light was when you were drinking big.
Yeah.
Rolling Rock was fancy drinking.
Yeah. Well, it's fancy drinks.
Well, I mean, any beer in a green bottle isn't bad.
And
I don't know why.
If you wanted a girly drink, then you'd have some Boone's Farm.
Oh, I love
some Mad Dog 2020.
Oh, God. I had so much Boone's Farm when I was.
Boone's Farm!
When it's time to change, you've got to rearrange. I had so much Boone's Farm.
And back to John. We went to Peter Brady. And we're back.
When I was in college. I'll tell you a story. It's not going to be good.
Please stay with us, folks.
So my first time ever binge drinking in Macomb was my first year there with my roommate, Matt.
Who's hot, by the way?
And
I think he's cute.
Did you ever sleep with him?
No.
Oh.
I slept next to him because we had a corner room. And that's how the beds were arranged.
But you never accidentally like rolled over and sucked his cock or anything?
No, at the time he was straight.
Oh.
So Matt and I got real drunk on Boone's Farm in our corner room in Henninger Hall. And then we went
the one with the pole going down the middle of the room.
Right. And except we didn't have the bolster in between, so our beds truly were right next to each other. Oh, there's another funny story on that, too. I'll tell you in just a minute.
That implies this one's funny.
Well, we went out.
Don't write checks. Your stories can't cash.
We went out to an all you, which if anybody's ever been to Macomb, you write all you on the sidewalk and tell the address. And then everybody shows up and you drink from a keg for like $2.50. And for some reason in college, it seemed so hard to come up with $2.50.
Why are you entering coins into this possibility? I got to make change.
Whatever. So we went out to the All You, and I had way too much to drink. Ended up throwing up in the gutter in front of this house where the All You was. And while I was sitting there, a dog came up and started licking my face. And Matt leaned over me, and he's like, ooh, corn. Because it was floating in the gutter at that point. Okay.
This concludes our bad story. Stay tuned for our next bad story from John.
The very first night.
Part two of bad story. Unless meanwhile, you might remember.
Meanwhile, in bad story B.
The very first night that I spent in Henninger Hall with Matt. I talk in my sleep.
I know that's true.
And the very first night I was there with him, like I said, our beds were right next to each other. We didn't have bolsters in our room, so our beds had nothing in between us. So in the middle of the night, I sat bolt upright in bed and did one of those Linda Blair head turns, like in The Exorcist. And I looked over at Matt, my eyes wide open, and I said, "Matt, you just pushed your suicide button." And then I fell back to sleep.
Matt moved out shortly thereafter.
He was a great roommate. I had so much fun with him. It was a good time.
Good times.
I had some great roommates. My first roommate was hot and pledged a fraternity and then dropped out. And then
that is normally the sequence of things, isn't it?
Pretty much. I just remember I was like 17 and I still hadn't come out. So it was sort of before that. And one day he was sitting on the bed with he was wearing boxer shorts and he had spread his legs and like his nuts fell out.
That's never hot.
So I'm standing there and he didn't realize that it was going on and his nuts and his, you know, his bloop cock and everything are like poking out.
Bill.
And I couldn't help but stare, and I don't think he actually knew.
He was showing brain.
And then a week later, he came home drunk one night and pissed in my closet.
How rude.
I was pissed.
Good thing you didn't. Well, he was pissed.
He came home pissed. He came home pissed in my closet. And I was pissed.
There was a lot of piss in that room.
That reminds me of when I went to Albuquerque for the first time. I know I'm capitalizing on this, and I'm using up all the airtime for stories.
Bad ones.
But the first time I went to Albuquerque to visit my sister, my parents went too. And we went to the Petroglyphs National Monument. And it's very hot out there. And there's like one shelter area that's actually shaded. We were sitting there. And there are two parallel benches. And my dad and my mom were on one side. And my sister and aunt and uncle and I were on the other side. Well, my dad's talking. And like the rest of the Welsh boys, my dad has large nuts. His are even bigger.
Goose eggs.
Yeah, they're huge.
I've seen it.
And so he's sitting there talking, and then all of a sudden, bloop, out pops a goose egg. And so...
Was it golden?
Exactly. I want one of those, Daddy!
Veruca salt. So I politely walked over to my dad, and I shuffled up to his ear, and I said, "Dad, one of your boys has just fallen out." And he's like, and he turns around and he pops it back in. He's like, "Gotta wear tighter underwear."
It's disgusting to think about that.
Oh, it's
you know who didn't wear
dad.
A whole lot of underwear? Richard Hatch. Have you heard about him recently?
Mm-mm. I heard that he discovered some Survivor people cheating, and then they kind of bribed him to shut up about it.
You got a little something on your eyelash. Don't let it get in your eye on your right eye there. Okay. No, it's still there.
Those are his eyelashes.
No. There was fuzz. Okay, it's gone. He failed to pay taxes on his $1 million winnings,
right,
as well as taxes on various other things that provided him income. And now he may have a $600,000 fine or up to 13 years in jail.
Well, now I wonder how much tax is on $1 million.
It's roughly
well, let's see.
$300,000.
So you would end up with $700,000 and then a fine of $600,000.
Well, he also had some radio show he did and some little side business. He didn't claim any income tax for several years, it sounds like.
That's just dumb.
It is stupid, especially when you're famous and like, people know that you just won $1 million.
Like, as we discovered it at dinner time, I'm overpaying taxes. And I report it every year.
John has 37% withheld from his paycheck.
And yet still
he's in a 15% tax bracket.
I don't know what that means.
He's not kidding.
Tax talk.
It is that season.
It is. I finished my taxes today, filed online. Boop, 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 boop. TiVo.
You have
one. I was
going
to say.
It's also space phone.
Exactly. He has one sound effect.
Boop, 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 boop.
That's my sound effect for all things automated.
Space phone. I think you said.
Boop, 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 boop. Well, they do have that little hint of boop, 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 boop in the background.
I used to add that to my rice.
A hint of boop, 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 boop. Is that saffron? Oh, no. It's more special than saffron.
It's hint of boop, 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 boop.
You can't get that just anywhere.
Do they have a Cold Stone ice cream flavor?
Boop, 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 boop. And then it had salmonella. I had me some Cold Stone, so I'm so flummy.
You put together quite a fine flavor.
It was a concoction. I recommend it. My suggestion is amaretto ice cream with black cherries and fudge and a brownie. It's kind of like Cherry Garcia, but better.
I think the best part about our trip to Cold Stone was as we were walking in, I noticed that right next to the Cold Stone, which is the highest fat content ice cream ever anywhere, is the Weight Watchers office.
Right.
So I bet in the summer it's real nice. They've got all the tables out so you can sit outside and just stare into the window as the people are in their little Weight Watchers.
I want to sign up. Do you mind if I bring my Cold Stone in?
What would be more funny is if it was like a Bally's next door and you had all those people on their treadmills and shit facing out. And that would be their motivation. I don't want to be one of them fatties with the ice cream. Look at me eating ice cream while you run. Cat poop on your
cat
leg.
Cat poop on your leg. That reference is actually from one of the first times I met my brother-in-law. And
he wasn't your brother-in-law at the time, just so people don't think, what kind of family do you come from where your sister gets married and you don't meet her husband?
Arranged marriages.
Iranian marriage.
No, he is Iranian. I hope the government doesn't hear that.
I don't think the INS listens to our podcast.
He's legal. So anyway, I was playing with a cat, and I don't know if you've ever had a cat in your lap. When
I have a pussy in my lap.
I don't know if you've ever had a cat in your lap when its stomach kind of goes like that, and then it has liquid shit fire out of its ass.
Explosive diarrhea.
You say that as if it happens all the time.
Well, I'm from a farm, remember, and farm cats have a lot of intestinal disorders for some reason, and then they get hit by tractors. I talked a little too fast there. Well, one time when I met him, I was playing with one of the cats, and the cat tried to get out of my arms, and I wouldn't let it get out of my arms. And so then I heard in its stomach. And the next thing you know, the cat shot liquid shit all over my leg.
To which, is that like liquid paper?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just a staining. And the next thing that Allie said was, ha, 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 cat poop on leg. Notch.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's better to just let people go, what was that referencing?
You don't have to necessarily explain them all.
I want to send out a howdy-do to, and you'll forgive me because you didn't include the spelling of your name.
the pronunciation
of your name. It's either Marcus or Marquis. I don't know which, but I'm sending out a howdy-do to Marcus or Marquis, who has... Just let me know that his grandmother and her special friend do things with each other. So he can relate to the accusations that my mother, the untrue accusations.
The absolutely true accusations.
The allegations that my mother's a lesbian, which she's not.
What? So. You know, that's funny because that leads to my howdy-do.
Okay.
And the howdy-do is from Sylvia in New York City. That's where they make the paste pecan sauce, by the way. And she thinks that you need to come to terms with your mother's lesbianism. She doesn't understand why you are so upset by this. You being a gay man should embrace her sexuality.
It's sort of like the time when my father jokingly, I hope, said I'm gay because it makes me really, really uncomfortable.
Why? I don't understand that.
Well, I want them to be happily married for the rest of their lives.
Oh, well, you know gay people can be married.
Please. Well, I must have a lot of internalized homophobia, Sylvia.
Well, as long as you don't dislike her. She is a lesbian who enjoys my commentary, and most lesbians hate me. Well, most women hate me. So thanks. I love hearing from you, Sylvia.
I have a howdy do for Todd in Boston. That's not Boston.
No, no, he's from Rock Island, apparently.
Boston Island.
So Todd sent us an email, and he enjoys listening to us, and he has the public transport outburst syndrome.
Is that what it's now been identified as?
PTOS. What is it in Boston? Is it the T? I don't know. Where's the T?
No, I think it's the Boston is the
tube.
No.
The metro?
I don't know, though.
I don't know.
Metronome. Mrs. Vanderclef.
I don't get that.
Oh, it's an old Saturday Night Live reference.
Oh, okay.
I'm old.
Yes, you are.
You may continue. Excuse me.
That's it. That's my howdy-do.
This is John.
Hi, Todd. This is Justin.
It's hi, Todd. You said hello to him.
Hi, Todd. Haven't had that for three podcasts.
You've missed it. Although I did vote to eliminate the hi and bye words, I must admit, based on the emails we've been getting from our listeners, it's obviously popular because we've gotten a lot of emails that open with a hi word.
Mm-hmm. And close with a bye word.
Sometimes.
Sometimes. I have, I have some very exciting news. You guys may not be aware of this, and I don't think our listeners know, but did you know that one of our loyal listeners is Madonna?
O-M-G.
L-M-A-O-F.
P-S-B-T-W. Madonna does listen to our podcast.
Hold on 1 second. Can we go back to John? L-M-A-O-F.
Laughing my ass off.
What's the F for? Furiously
floor.
You can use it with ROTF.
ROTF.
ROFL. And other alphabet soup. Okay, so how did Madonna find us? Was she searching for herself on iTunes?
No, Madonna is friends with Eric and
Kathy.
Dan, I think it is.
Dan in Holly, Michigan. It's not the Madonna, but it is a Madonna.
I'm sorry to sound disappointed, Madonna. Thanks for listening anyway.
Is she pre-Madonna?
Ooh. That was 1981. That was pre-Madonna.
So we had a nice, lovely chat, and
That's hot. I ain't been on my AIM that much this week, but I promised to be back, so you bitches can look for us. I think we're back to just Justin and myself. Is that right? We have a little technical
difficulties. Okay. It's gone from my computer.
And may never be back. I mean, We were fortunate to have John on the internet for 2 weeks.
I gave it the college try.
We were shocked that it was
You mean
there,
you tried to be gay? That's what I think the college try means.
Oh.
No one?
Do you have any other howdy do's?
No.
I don't have howdy do's, but I do have a proposition and a preposition.
Well, I have one more howdy do.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And that is to Daniel in New Zealand.
Ooh.
Ooh.
And
he's a Kiwi.
We chatted. He is a Kiwi.
Like a shoe polish.
Or a gorilla nut.
John's all about the superfluous F tonight.
Or S.
L-M-A-O-F. Laughing my ass off. It's like Aunt Mary. My acronyms.
Laughing my ass off. Who is your Kiwi?
Yes, Daniel.
Daniel.
Oh, hi, Daniel.
Thanks for listening. So here's my proposition. And I haven't prepped the boys on this at all. And I need a little help.
We can edit it out later.
I think it's a good one. If you could just confirm that February 21st is a Tuesday on their computer, then I can be certain of what I'm saying. And this is really directed at our Chicago listeners. Although if someone happens to be in Chicago or wants to come to Chicago for this sacred event, by all means, I am willing to open this opportunity to you as well. Justin and I and a couple of our other friends will be seeing for my second and his third time. Is that third for you?
My third.
The Chicago production of Wicked. You may have heard from prior podcasts how much we absolutely adored the show. And just so you know, the reason John can't come is John's going to be traveling that day.
Got to go pick up the beef.
The beef. Where's the beef?
In Boulder.
And there are two tickets in my possession that don't have anyone's name attached to them. And I'm willing to sell them. And I ain't giving them away. Sorry, this ain't one of those podcasts. But it's $90 a piece. They're good seats in the orchestra. Just to the right of the, well, in the right section, but near the aisle. And if you want to meet us and perhaps maybe have a cocktail afterward or something.
It almost sounds like a presidential luncheon where you $90 meet to greet. Meet. Yeah. You get your picture taken.
It's worth every cent for the show. It's an added bonus to meet us. So I guess I'm going to throw that out there before I actually look to sell these through another venue. So I'll give it about a week after we post this, and then if I don't have any tickers, I'll move on.
Go to Craigslist.
That's right.
Heard it.
So I think it might be kind of fun.
It'll be the two of us. You also meet some of the people that we've mentioned here and there.
Will Susan and Josephine be there?
Susan will be there.
Susan will be there.
And one of Susan's friends. So if you're interested, let us know.
Well, that should be fun.
Did we say hot pussy and fun?
At the same time.
Yeah.
Oh.
Hot pussy fun.
Oh.
And that is Tuesday, February 21st.
Pound in the pussy.
Chicago time.
Chicago time.
Central.
7:30 p.m. show.
Heard it.
All right. Well.
I ain't got no more howdy do's.
I am also out of howdy do's.
I am fresh out of the how de do. I guess that's it for this week, though.
I guess so. We are hitting the road. We got a busy couple weeks coming up, so we might have some special surprises for you in the upcoming weeks.
Yeah, don't forget to, you know, contact us if you're interested in being in Vegas that particular weekend and seeing us then.
So you can send us an email at rubberspatula@dtwfpodcast.com.
Or you can call us at 773-828-4397.
Skype me. Or you can talk to these two bitches on AOL Instant Messenger.
That's the AIM.
And that's DTWF Justin or DTWF Dina, but not DTWF John.
There was a limited opportunity, and if you got it, good for you, because you're going down in history. No one may ever speak to him that way again.
Never.
Ever.
Nobody puts baby in the corner. Nobody speaks to John like that ever again.
That's right. With all those smileys and timestamps, we won't have it.
Be assertive.
Be assertive. Be.
And we're cheering.
Oh, well.
All right. We'll catch you next week.
Bye.